presentation. 19th of May, patient Nina, N-I-N-A, Grider, G-R-I-D-E-R, date of birth 734-709-5175. Nina Grider was seen in the office recently, per paragraph. She was seen initially back in 2016 when she was found to have a 1.3-centimeter nodule in the left lobe of her thyroid, per paragraph. This was detected following a CT scan of her neck, per paragraph. A fine needle aspiration biopsy of this nodule performed at that time showed features consistent with regenerative hyperplasia, comma, due to a benign colloid nodule, per paragraph. On this visit, comma, her early symptoms relate to occasional pressure symptoms when turning from side to side, per paragraph. She has no trouble swallowing, but does have intermittent hoarseness, comma, especially in the morning, per paragraph. Past history, there was no before anxiety, but this is now not an issue, per paragraph. Family history is notable for her mother having Graves' disease and a daughter with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, per paragraph. Source history, colon, she works in the post office, comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable, trust system evaluated apart from occasional joint and muscle pains and some issues with sleep disturbance, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 100/72, comma, weight 155 pounds, period. The thyroid gland was slightly enlarged, about 1.5 times normal size, and was firm in consistency, with no palpable neck lymphadenopathy. The health of the nodal nodes were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. The part of depression, small nodular goiter coming with the previous fine needle aspiration biopsy, which was benign, and normal thyroid balance, as evidenced by a TSH in November 2022 of 1.95, comma, in the normal range, per paragraph. I recommend continued observation and a follow-up visit in about 1 year, per paragraph. End of dictation.